Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Exodus chapter 3, verses 7 through 10. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. No one ever intends to get to the end of the day, look in the mirror, and feel inadequate, guilty, unlovable, or unimportant. But these things still happen. And if they have ever happened to you, if you have ever stood in the middle of life's demands, feeling more scared than assured, more discouraged than confident, more vulnerable than protected, then you have something in common with Moses. That might surprise you. After all, Moses is the man who parted the Red Sea, saw God, held the Ten Commandments, and set the Israelites free. But when God called Moses to lead his people out of Egypt, Moses saw himself as entirely inadequate. Who am I? Moses asked God, which wasn't as much a question as it was a declaration that Moses didn't think he was able to do what God was asking. And God agreed. That's why he said, I have seen their misery. I have heard them crying. I am concerned about their suffering. So I will rescue them. God wasn't asking Moses to be their savior. His job was to remind Israel that they already had one, just as you do. You aren't a slave to the Egyptians, but you are a slave to your sins against God and the guilt that goes with those sins. You aren't any more able to free yourself than Moses was able to free the Israelites. But God is, and God has. He sent his son Jesus to free you from your sins by his perfect life and innocent death. May the story of Moses comfort you with the reminder that the Savior God of Moses is your Savior God too. Father in heaven, thank you for the rescue you provide for our souls through the gift of our Savior Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.